الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We were discussing the advices of Imam Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala as how to achieve contentment, how to achieve happiness in this world. And the first two advices that we discussed over the past 2 days, the first, Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi, had said that I know and I understood and I'm convinced that my rizq, nobody can take my provisions and my sustenance away from me. Hence, I was contented that whatever was meant for me, I have received it. And secondly, yesterday we discussed where he says that I knew and understood that my deeds and my actions, my ibadat, my commitments to Allah, no one else is going to do it for me. No one else is going to carry it out on my behalf. So I better start pulling up my socks and doing something about it and fulfilling them myself. The third advice he gave, or the fourth key to success and happiness, he says that وَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ مُطَّلِعٌ عَلَيَّ فَاسْتَحْيَيْتُ أَن يَرَانِ عَاصِيًا. I understood that Allah is monitoring my every move throughout my entire life. I believed it. One is we know it, and once you are convinced about it. Many of us, we know it, but we're not truly convinced. So he says, and I am convinced that Allah is watching me and monitoring me, not only my moves, but my thoughts as well, throughout the day. فَاسْتَحْيَيْتْ أَيَّرَانِيَ عَاصِيًا. Hence, I am embarrassed that Allah finds me in a situation where I am sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the third advice that he gave. The last advice, he says, وَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ يَنْتَظِرُ مِي. And I'm convinced and I understood that death is awaiting me. You know, death waits for you. There's a certain point on your journey, on your road, where death is it's there, it's waiting for you. You're not going to cross that, like the traffic officer who's waiting for you on that road and is about to come in front of you and stop your vehicle. Okay? You, in South Africa, you can get away with the bribe. Okay? But when it's death and it's time for you to go, okay, it's waiting. So he says, I knew that along this journey of mine, at some point, I don't know where it is, okay, I don't really know where it is, but death is waiting for me somewhere along this road. فَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ يَنْتَظِرُنِي. Once I was convinced about that and I understood that, فَأَعْدَدْتُ زَادَ لِلِقَاءِ رَبِّي. So it was only common sense that I take along with me on this journey such provisions that will help me when I eventually meet my Rabb. So I understood that and I knew, okay, this is the journey, death is waiting for me at some point. Beyond that, what provisions would I require? I studied those provisions, what I need and what will be of benefit to me, and I started equipping myself with those provisions so that it may help me on my journey beyond my meeting with the angel of death, right up to the point where I meet my Allah. May Allah grant us the understanding.